Grenada is at the most southern tip of the Windward Islands in the Caribbean. Turquoise waters and coral reefs kiss the coastline, which stretches to 21 miles long and 12 miles wide. There are over 40 beaches and coves, including 2 miles of golden sand at Grand Anse, Grenada's main resort area. Add the parks, rainforests and waterfalls, this is an island of paradise, and it's just 9 hours flying time from the United Kingdom. Grenada is the spice island of the Caribbean. It produces nutmeg, mace, cinnamon, ginger, cloves, cocoa and turmeric. The island has an average all-year-round temperature of 80 degrees Fahrenheit. My first day in Grenada. We're just off for a wonderful trip all around the island, and with me is...
Mandu, your top guide. Here we are, going to show places like Fort George, the Rum Distillery, and also Belmont Estate.
My name's Michelle. You're welcome to Weave and Twine's Rum Distillery. So we have produced the rum over here for over 250 years, which is called Rivers. It's a white rum, very strong, 75% alcoholities. The process will take at least 12 days from the crushing to the bottling of the rum.
Right, let me just have a little taste. Oh, that's really strong.
My name is Shadell Nyack-Compton, and I'm the manager of Belmont Estate here on Grenada's north coast. I've lived here on Grenada for most of my life, and I was brought up here on the estate. People from all over the world can come here and appreciate our beauty, see how we live, learn about the history of our agriculture, and participate in some of the fun things that we do.
Grenada has a rich history. It was first sighted by Christopher Columbus in 1498. During the 17th and 18th centuries, it frequently changed hands between the British and the French. It became independent from Britain in 1974.
This bell is over 300 years old, and it was used to summon the slaves in from the fields during the time of slavery. And we use it now at lunchtime to tell people it's 12 o'clock.
You sort of develop here the cocoa bean and the nutmeg, and we've had some wonderful smells of it as we went through the factory, really.
We process the cocoa to sell to you in England, and then we make fine chocolate out of it. You've tasted some. It's delicious, isn't it?
It is. I'm now in Fort George on a hilltop overlooking the town of St. George. It's got great views over the harbour, and I can see the town's red tile roofs and church spires.
My name is Carl Hainscoe. I'm originally from Wigan in Lancashire, and I've been here in Grenada for the past 18 months. I'm the executive sous chef here at The Source, which is an upmarket, all-inclusive resort and spa.
And what's on the menu tonight? What am I looking forward to?
Well, you're very lucky because it is actually Caribbean night. So we have a Caribbean chicken, which is slightly fried and then finished off in the oven. We have a carrot and dashing pie with lamb. And we have a callaloo and crab meat risotto. Callaloo is one of the local leaves. Looks like a spinach leaf that we boil down and make into a sort of a stew.
Now we are entering the forest reserve. It is 3,816 acres. 13% of the land mass is designated as forest reserve and national parks. Grenada got one of the best forest policy worldwide, if not the best. We do have the Mona monkeys, the armadillo, the opossum, and the boa constrictor.
Should I be worried about that boa constrictor?
Oh, no. They're quite friendly. As a matter of fact, don't kill them. They play a very important role. They keep the forest clean of the rodents.
I am Andre Garvey. 4 months out of the year, I produce costumes for Carnival in Grenada. Carnival is very important in Grenada from its origins during slavery. It was a time of celebration at the end of the harvest for the slaves.
I'm Marion Sweet. I'm the chairman of the Grenada Carnival Committee, which culminates in the second week of August. Carnival next to Christmas is the most important festival.
So So here we are, just leaving the beautiful St. George's Bay, with hills all around, with tiny, colourful houses impressed into the hillside, shops all along the front, the fishing boats tied into the dockside, the sun, of course, beating down. We're just leaving on a fast catamaran, which will take just 90 minutes to reach Carriacou, one of three islands, including Petite Martinique, which makes up Grenada.
My name is Sipi, and here we are about to do the northern tour of the island, Carriacou. It is 13 square miles. It consists of 7,000 inhabitants. The main source of living on this island is tourism, agriculture, fishing.
My name is Marissa. I have lived in Carriacou for 23 years. I love Carriacou because it is quiet, there is beautiful scenery. There is white sandy beaches and the people are so friendly.
It's hiking today at St. Margaret's Waterfalls.
Hi, I'm Sylvia. I'm a teacher from Wiltshire and I'm here with my family. The water is just clear and you can see the rocks at the bottom. There are amazing trees and bushes and there's just vegetation all around. There's a little pocket in the top where the sun is trying to shine through. It's magic. It's totally like paradise. I can't imagine anywhere in the world that would be a better place to be.
The lush vegetation, the spices, it's not touristic, it's very unspoiled. Where else in the world can you find that?